the future of humanity. If you want humanity to have a future, then the time has come to get rid of fluoride in everything that you touch, eat, drink, smell. Fluoride is perhaps the greatest danger to the future of the world as we know it, maybe even far more serious and immediate than nuclear energy. In 1960, the average male sperm count was 150 million. Today, it is 40 million. It's a loss of almost 2 million per year. And when the sperm count gets down to 20 million, men are infertile. We've only got 20 million max to go. That can happen anywhere within 10 and a maximum of 20 years. So there will be no children, no grandchildren, no great-grandchildren, no reproduced humans in this country. Fluoride is a major poison. It has been in the water now since the 1940s when the American Dental Association, the most evil organization perhaps in this country, with the complicity of the FDA, introduced fluoride. Fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum mining. The aluminum industry had a contest to get rid of their byproduct, and the ADA bought it and sold it to America. And they don't even have any good double-blind scientific studies proving that it decreases dental caries. That's the standard, but they never did that. And in fact, the evidence is overwhelming that there is no real reduction in caries with fluoride, whether you use it in your toothpaste or in your water or both. More importantly, it is toxic to every organ in your body. Fluoride is indeed an insidious poison. There is no need for fluoride to keep you going in a healthy way. And it's not only just in men. Women are becoming infertile too. Just within the last week, there have been headlines all over the country about the lowest birth rate in history of this country. Nobody's paying any attention to that. It's already beginning to affect us. The death rate has been going down and down and down despite illegal and other immigration. Fluoride is a poison not only to, your fertility, but to every other cell in your body. The increase in cancer of the bone in young men. The increase in diabetes type 2. The increase in heart disease, all of these are significantly related to the fluoride in your mouth, your body, your toothpaste. You've been sold a bill of goods. There is no need for fluoride in your body, now or ever, but especially not in your so-called city water. Fluoride decreases the IQ an average of 10%. It increases the death rate, an average of 10%, but it's a slow death rate, 40, 50 years to get to you, to cause diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and failure of every organ in your body, especially the pineal gland. The pineal gland is sometimes called the master gland because the pituitary and everything else is dependent upon it. And when it becomes rock hard, which it does much, much, much earlier when you have fluoride, it no longer produces melatonin. Melatonin is the essential for healthy sleep. Majority of people have trouble with that as they age, and they are aged faster if they drink fluoridated water. Maybe you don't care about the future of humanity, but do you care about your own body enough to get rid of fluoride? And don't go to bottled water because 90% of bottled water also has fluoride in it. It comes from city water most places. Just look up fluoridated bottled water and there are about 10 pages listing all the bottled water that has fluoride in it. Personally, I have known this since the 1960s myself and I've been against fluoride, but now that I see what is happening to the fertility rate, I am most concerned that even in my lifetime, we'll stop being able to reproduce ourselves. The time has come to take care of your future, yourself, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Start a movement to get fluoride out of the water in every city in the world. Personally, I think there ought to be a mass lawsuit against the ADA and the FDA and anybody who votes to put fluoride in your water. Send this to everyone you know and ask everyone you know to send it to everyone they know. We need to get all people in this country on board to get fluoride out of our water and out of our bodies. The time has come to get rid of fluoride. Do your part right now.